We're not going to have a lot of time for the Blue Jays talk, just to the top of the hour. So let's get right to it. We'll start with Thomas in Toronto. You're going to lead things off on the Blue Jays talk, listening on our flagship Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Thomas?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. Great win by the boys tonight. And you were right. It looks like 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago, when everyone was down on this team, you said that it's going to take some time, and it's early yet, and it looks like these guys, it looks like they're starting to gel a little bit and come together, and you're right, you know, there's a lot of baseball left to be played, and if they can get back to 500 by the All-Star break, you never know what can happen.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And, I don't know how much of it is gelling or coming together. They're playing a lot better right now.
Yeah, and you look like a game like tonight. I don't think too many people gave him a chance with Rodgers on the mound against Yu Darvish, a game down in Texas, and they come out and they win, and these are big wins. So I think that we just need to be patient with this team, and I think that they're coming together, and I think it's going to be okay.
We shall see. I mean, they've still got a big hole to climb out of, but they've got a lot of time to do it, and you know, they're 29 and 36, which is not to say that they're going to be 40 and 40. There's almost no chance they're going to be 40 and 40. 50 and 50, maybe, as a mammoth, I don't know what the heck that thing is, comes in to visit us here in Texas. Wow.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Everything is bigger in Texas. Thought it was a dragonfly, but it wasn't. Sheesh. Bob in Toronto. Bob, you're on the Blue Jays talk.
Good evening, Mike.
Good
I just
evening.
Want to talk a little bit about, not necessarily tonight's game, but some Blue Jays news that occurred today, and that being of John Gibbons elected to the All-Star game.
Yes.
And I just want to, I understand that Jim Leland is the one that selects his coaching staff and
yes.
to win, to try and get home field advantage for the American League for the World Series.
However,
I completely disagree with this choice and this system, because you know what? You got a guy who has had a completely disappointing start to the season. You've had some impressive managers so far this year. Look no further than the ex-Blue Jays manager, John Farrell in Boston, who's looked excellent so far. And then you even got the ex-Red Sox manager in Terry Francona looking pretty, giving Cleveland a pretty good boost to start off this season. I just don't get why a guy like this is being rewarded for a pretty brutal start. They're turning it around now, and it's exciting to see, but this is not a guy who should be, in my opinion, being up to be the manager and a representative of the Blue Jays at the All-Star game.
Well, I think, first of all, I think you and I have a fundamental disagreement on the effect of a manager on his team. John Farrell and Terry Francona are not off to great starts. The Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians are off to great starts. John Gibbons has not been a disappointment. The Toronto Blue Jays.
Why do you say that the managers of both Cleveland and Boston are not off to good start?
Because they're not. Their teams are. It's the players who are the ones who are doing the heavy lifting. It's the players who are the ones who make the outs and get the hits and make the plays. A manager can only do so much. A manager can only put guys in the best position to succeed, and then it's up to the guys to succeed. And for a lot of this season, I mean, I think you can point to maybe one occasion, maybe two this season, where John Gibbons has not had the right guy in the right spot, and it's been on that guy. And, you know, that's just the way it is. You send him up to the plate, you might as well roll the dice. I mean, it's up to them. But John Gibbons didn't get this All-Star nod because he's been the best manager in the American League this season. He got the All-Star nod because it's in New York. He's a former Met. He and Jim Leland are good friends. And every one of the managers named to the All-Star game, beyond the two who are going to be running the show, have a Mets connection. So that's why John Gibbons is there. But I'm hard-pressed to think of three mistakes John Gibbons has made this season, to be completely honest. He's done a wonderful job tactically. Wonderful. That's it. We'll come back and wrap this thing up. It's a Honda post-game show on the Home Hardware Blue Jays Radio Network. That's going to do it for us here at Rangers Ballpark in Arlington. Apologize for the brief Blue Jays talk, but I just don't think we can push it for another hour. Maybe tomorrow. Blue Jays beat the Texas Rangers 3-1. We're back tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, for an 8:07 first pitch. Mark Burley against Justin Grimm. So Blue Jays look to keep that slow crawl back to 500 going. You've been listening to Home Hardware, Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware. Homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. For Jerry Howard, Jack Morris, Tom Young, Derek Brandeo, and Joe Sicilia, I'm Mike Wilner. Good night from Arlington.